Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. So-called cancel culture is pretty popular today, with people of one group being sure they're right and canceling any group that thinks differently. But the cancel group is just as sure it's right and cancels the other. Dissension and conflict abound, but divine energy can come to the rescue. In the Bible, there's a guy named Saul. He hates Christians, has authority to jail them, and even consents to their death. But as he's going to round up more of them, divine energy breaks into his consciousness like a bright light. He hears a voice, said to be from heaven, telling him he's got it all wrong, and he discovers he's blind. Meanwhile, a Christian named Ananias feels that same divine energy telling him he should help Saul. He rebels, saying Saul is a terrible guy who does terrible things. But that divine energy persists, and Ananias does help Saul, so he's no longer blind. Saul is transformed, a totally new person, and he adopts a new name, Paul. That's right. He goes on to become known as Saint Paul, doing much to advance Christianity. Two guys thought they were right, but divine energy was present to show them both what was right, and all humanity has reaped the benefits. That divine energy is alive and well today, too, operating in people's lives. May we see it operating in ours, with effects that benefit us, our communities, and even all humanity. Amen.